You've arrived here at a critical moment. Tune in on real self-knowledge and creative power.
Welcome to the Well Fit with Lockie Stewart podcast. This show aims to help men improve themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, covering topics of fitness, mindfulness, and spirituality.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. So off to a great start this week, and I hope everyone is getting immense value from the recent episodes. You know, we had Amy Shepherd on from the band Shepherd, had Brad Matthews in, and also I uploaded a recent podcast that I did with Glenn Azar from the Building Better Humans podcast, which was awesome. So I've had great feedback. So thank you guys for sharing that feedback. And once again, if you are enjoying this podcast, let me know at Instagram at Lachlan Stewart, or even just leave a 5-star review on the iTunes podcast. Would really, really appreciate it. Anyway, today, guys, I want to talk about something that I actually read this morning from a book called The Man's Search for Meaning. Okay, it was incredible. When I highlighted it, I shared it on my Instagram, this one sort of line that brought so much up, and I just started thinking about it, and I was instantly just like, this has to be discussed on the podcast today. So that one sentence that I read was, life ultimately means taking responsibility to find the right answers to its problems and to fulfill the task which sets it for each individual. Now, when I read that, it ultimately just slapped me in the face and was just like, stop playing victim, right? No matter who we are as individuals, everyone has their own challenges, their own problems coming into life. But often we look, and I'm guilty of this, I did this for such a long time, you know, look for people to blame or look for external things to blame as to why we can't break through that problem. Yet most of us know, right, if you're sitting there thinking right now, you've got a current challenge that you're probably having that realization right now, we're like, shit, I need to start taking responsibility. I'm actually not owning that. It's that you're never going to expect to move forward. You can't possibly expect to move through onto that next level or quality of life. That quality of life, right? So it's not possible. And when you think about it, right? So if you're at a point in your life where you're sick of being stuck with where you're at, right? You want more from life. You want to be happier. You want more money. You want better relationships. You want better health. Right, that's a current challenge of yours. That's a current problem. So going back to that sentence that I read, life ultimately means taking responsibility to find the right answer to the problem. The problem you're currently facing, whether it's health, financial, relationships, mental well-being, it's pointing the torch at you. It's pointing the torch at you, or all of us, to start taking responsibility to work through this. Okay, rather than, you know, and from my story, like I used to use alcohol and drugs and all other kinds of shit in order to try and put my head in the sand from the problems that I was facing. Every time I looked at myself and I didn't think I was enough or I hated some of the actions I made, I just numbed the pain with alcohol or drugs, right? Or just avoided the thing altogether. And you can imagine how that worked out. But reading this now, it's like, it was giving me the opportunity to take responsibility for the actions that I was making so I could find the answers to the problem so that I wouldn't keep having the same shit. Right? So if you're wanting to move forward, guys, it is this simple. Identify a current problem and take responsibility to find the right answers. You're not going to ever find them straight off the bat. You may. Actually, that's a lie. But if you keep focusing on people around you, some people do find it straight away. And then you're comparing, you're like, well, how come they've got it? How come they've dropped the weight really quickly and I haven't? How come they've made a lot of money and I haven't? Right? How come they seem to be happy all the time and I'm not? Guys, no one just ends up like that. People do the work. And I guarantee you, right, for all these, and I used to look at people who are super successful and healthy and happy, and I was like, how the fuck do they do that? Like, I'm doing everything they're doing. I'm at the gym with them. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But what I didn't understand was what they were doing behind the scenes 24/7, who they really were, what their physiology actually was. Right, I know for a fact for myself, I'm not happy 100% of the time. I'll never say I will be because life just isn't like that. But in order for me to be show up in the best version of myself, the most positive version of myself, the most empowered version of myself, right? I have daily routines. I have a morning routine that involves some form of personal growth, reading. I have accountability partners. I listen to podcasts. I create content. I stretch. I eat well. And I move my body. Right? There are things that I have to do daily, or I choose to do daily, in order for me to show up as my best version of myself. Now, that's a choice, guys. That's me accepting responsibility to find the right answers for the problem. The problem could be if I don't do that, I'm not going to show up as the best version of myself, which then doesn't deliver the results that I want. So you got to ask yourself, guys, and I'm asking you now, are you taking responsibility to find the right answers to fix your problems? Because they're all out there. You just got to do the work, and sometimes it takes longer than you know you'd like it to. Obviously, it always does. But it's going to be worth it in the end, because once you go through that phase of growth, you become more resilient. You become the higher level version of yourself. You unlock, and look at it as a video game, you unlock a whole new level, a whole new way of living life. So that's what I took out of that sentence today, guys, and I hope you got some value from that. I'd love to hear your feedback. Drop a review. Send me a DM on Instagram. Or even check out my new website, LockieStewartCoaching.net. Okay. I'd love to hear some feedback from you guys. Looking forward to speaking soon. And once again, guys, if you're enjoying the podcast and you're getting value, share this with friends, someone who needs to hear it. Leave a 5-star review. Really appreciate it. Take care, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.